From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hurricane Patricia has slammed into Mexico's west coast. Mexico's Meteorological Service said the hurricane struck Jalisco State about 90 kilometers from the major cargo port of Manzanillo at around 6 o'clock local time Friday. Authorities relocated coastal residents, evacuated tourists, and closed seaports and airports as the Category 5 storm brought surging seas and heavy rain. Just before making landfall, the storm's maximum sustained winds were measured at 325 kilometers per hour, making it the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the eastern North Pacific. However, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami says that Patricia has weakened to barely a Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour. The storm is rapidly losing steam as it moves over a mountainous region just inland from the shore. U.S. officials are praising the heroism of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages from near-certain death at the hands of the Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said at a press conference Friday that Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler's actions may have been instrumental to the success of the rescue mission.
The sacrifice and decisive action of this courageous American in support of his comrades reminds us of the dangers that the coalition forces confront in Iraq, but also of the important assistance they provide local forces as they lead the fight against a barbaric enemy.
About 60 Iraqi Kurdish and U.S. commandos were involved in Thursday's raid. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week. Speaking to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Kerry said the two men agreed to consult with all parties and aim to reconvene as early as next Friday. The broader meeting would be aimed at advancing what Kerry called the meaningful political process. Secretary Kerry is in Jordan on Saturday, where he will meet with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to diffuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. The talks come just 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. At the United Nations Friday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that the recent unrest is profoundly troubling.
It is critical for all parties to avoid provocative rhetoric and actions that can further inflame passions in an already overheated environment.
Mr. Ban was back in New York after an emergency visit to the region earlier this week. At least 20 people were killed and 40 injured when a suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim mourning procession in the southern Pakistani city of Jacobabad on Friday. The attack came as minority Shiite Muslims marked Ashura, a 10-day ritual where they commemorate the death of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. The blast was the second to hit Ashura festivities in 2 days. It came hours after a radical Sunni Muslim group threatened continued sectarian violence during the holiday. Meanwhile, unidentified attackers threw homemade bombs early Saturday at thousands of Shiite Muslims gathered for a procession in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. At least one person was killed and more than 100 were injured. Police say the incident took place at Husseini Dalan, an important 17th-century center of learning for the minority Shiite community. 25,000 people had gathered in the old part of Dhaka. At least 27 people were killed and more than 100 wounded after an explosion ripped through a newly built mosque in northeastern Nigeria Friday. The blast in the city of Yola came just hours after a suicide bombing at a mosque in Maiduguri killed at least 18 people and wounded 20 others. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.